Guess who? Yep, it's me. Come here. So, I managed to find that little camping radio we bought a while back. Mm-hmm. Apparently the power might not come back until tomorrow afternoon. Yeah, I know. It sucks. Especially since it's dark now and there's not much to do other than wait to be sleepy. But I had an idea. And I set up a little surprise for you in the living room. Wanna come see? Okay, great. Now close your eyes, and I'll lead the way. Yes, I'm serious. No peeking. Pretty please. For me? You're the best. I love you. Okay, this way. Come on. Careful not to stumble on the carpet. Okay, and open your eyes. Ta-da! Like what I built? It's a pillow fort. Yeah, I thought that since the power's out, we might as well do something fun. And maybe a little nostalgic and silly. I'll have you know, however, that this is no ordinary pillow fort. It's a super special, awesome, badass pillow fort, designed to comfortably fit too. Yeah, of course we could go inside. That's what I built it for, after all. Oh, by the way, I totally went all out on this. There's sleeping bags, flashlights, books, and snacks. Everything we need to survive the rest of this power outage. So, what do you think? I'm glad you like it. Oh, sweetie. I love you too. I agree. It is the perfect place to cuddle. Hey, I know that mischievous smile. What are you planning? No, stop. You know I'm ticklish. I'm gonna knock over this pillow fort. Stop it. Okay, you win. I'm not sure what you win, but you win. I do love cuddling with you, though. That is, if you're not luring me into this devious tickle trap. And I'm not sleepy yet. How do you want to pass this time? Well, we could always read a book. Or, oh, we could tell ghost stories. Or, what? We can't have sex in the pillow fort. This is a sacred temple dedicated to childhood innocence. Actually, I was hoping you would suggest that. I'm sure you've noticed, but I'm wearing a very short skirt, and I haven't been shy at all about letting you see what's under it. Do you like my panties? They're not lace or anything like that, but I still think they're pretty cute. What kind of bra am I wearing? Well, I'm not gonna tell you. Nope. You're just gonna have to convince me to take my shirt off. Yeah. Well, I'm certainly glad you're feeling up for the challenge. Have I ever told you that you're a really, really good kisser? Or that I think you're incredibly sexy? Well, I'm glad the feeling is mutual. I could feel your hand trying to sneak up my shirt. Not yet. I just wanna grind against you for a bit. Does that feel good, baby? anything off. I love seeing the look on your face when your cock comes out of your pants. You always look so relieved. It's adorable. Okay, I think you're hard enough for me to take my shirt off. Surprise! I wasn't wearing any bra at all. That's because I've been waiting to fuck you all day. Okay. Now, your shirt. No, your pants are staying on for now. I know they're feeling a little tight right now. But just bear with me a little longer. Okay. Good boy. Fuck. I love your body. I just want to run my hands all over you. Not to mention my mouth. Oh. Are your nipples a little sensitive, baby? I guess I better kiss them some more then. I think you're hard enough for me to take your pants off now, but I think I'm gonna be just a tiny bit mean and take my skirt and panties off first. And I'm gonna do it. Oh, so slowly. Feel free to stare. Can you see how wet I am for you, sweetie? Oh, do you like watching me play with myself? Well, maybe I should do just that and leave you in your pants. Okay. I could never be that cruel to you anyways. I love you too damn much. There's the face I love so much. And there's that cock. Have I ever told you just how gorgeous your cock is? Yeah, really. I just love how perfect it is. And how I could see the veins. And how it twitches and jumps when I run my fingers over that sensitive spot under the head. Seeing your cock gets me so worked up. So just let me climb on top of you. And... Oh, no fair. I wanted to be on top. Now I'm just messing with you. It's fine. I love seeing the faces you make when you fuck me. Your desire. Your love. Your pleasure. I could see all of it perfectly. Oh, and it turns me on all that much more. Is your cock aching for me as much as my pussy is for you? Yeah. Well, what are you waiting for then? I want you to fuck me as hard or as soft as you want. I'm ready. Oh, yes. Oh, I love the way your cock fills me up. Oh. rub my clit like that. It's the perfect thing to do during a blackout. Oh. Oh. This pillow fort is an awesome place to fuck. It's almost as cozy as our bed. I'm not just saying that because I built it either. Okay, maybe just a little bit. But it is really cozy, don't you think? My moans are sexy. No, your moans are sexy. Let me hear you. I want to hear how much you're enjoying this. Yes, yes. Kiss me. Kiss me, please. I love just how you know all my sensitive spots. And how I know all of yours. We make a great fucking team, huh? Get it? A great fucking team. Oh, shut up. You know you love it. Oh, fuck. Are you getting close, baby? Yeah, me too. I want you to make me come all over your cock. I want you to fill my pussy up with your hot cum. Ah, yes, yes. Yes, right there, fuck me. Deeper, deeper. Yes, yes. Oh, fuck, oh, fuck, oh, fuck. I'm gonna come. Oh gosh. Come with me, please. I'm ready. I'm ready. I'm ready for you to come. Oh, fill me. Oh. Oh. Get all snuggly in these sleeping bags. It's pretty chilly in here with no heat. Yeah, we should build pillow forts more often.